show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Bit of a trigger warning for anyone out there who is sensitive to this kind of information, but it is Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month for the whole month of May, and we are covering it off each day this week. Today we thought we'd talk to someone in the know who helps victims and survivors of domestic and family violence. Her name is Beck O'Connor. She's the CEO of DV Connect, and she joins us right now. How are you, Beck?
I'm very well, thank you.
Beck, it's great to have you on because we had a couple of specialist police in on the show on Tuesday, and they spoke so highly about DV Connect. And the big thing they said about what you guys do is that it's an amazing first point of contact. So if anyone ever finds themselves in a position of being a sufferer of domestic abuse or is committing domestic abuse, you're an ideal first contact point. So I guess run us through that in just 30 seconds or so, if you can, like what exactly DV Connect does.
Sure. The DV Connect provides the Queensland-wide domestic and family violence and sexual assault helplines. So we help people who are, as you said, either experiencing violence or those who choose to use violence in their relationships. We're a free service and available for support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. So our primary focus is your safety and the safety of your children. We have highly trained specialist domestic violence and sexual assault counsellors on call to help you make a plan to be safe, whether you're remaining in your home or you're needing to escape. When you need help to get out, we can help you with transport, emergency accommodation, and even support for your pets if you need to go into refuge.
See, that's the one thing that I guess people don't think of is people with children, people with pets. Like, there's more to think about than just themselves getting out of this situation. But you guys help every single step along the way, including that pet crisis.
Yeah, we do. So we have a partnership with the RSPCA. And we have a program called Pets in Crisis, and that program, because it's often a barrier for people to escape violence, is thinking about their pets or if there's been a threat to their pets. So we work with the RSPCA to get safe refuge for pets and vet care and support so that that's not a barrier.
I didn't have the stats in front of me. I'm not sure if you do, Beck, but I'd imagine it would be a massive thing. People staying in situations of domestic violence because they just can't see a way out.
Yeah, look, there's no way to have that statistic.
No.
But what I do know, though, is that we take around 140,000 calls a year across Queensland. So what that means is that we take a call for help around every 4 minutes on average.
It's a really big problem. Is there a message that you would put out there to anyone listening right now, Beck, if they are in a situation that they need help with or they think they know someone that is, what message would you like them to hear?
Yeah, look, first off, if someone's told you or you suspect that they're experiencing domestic and family violence, it's really important that you listen and you believe and you validate them. It's important to remind them that it's never their fault and that abusers make a choice to harm others. It's important to ask the person how you'd like to support them, how they'd like you to support them, without judgment or expectation that they'll want to take any immediate action. Because the fact that they've told you might be all that they need in that moment, and that's okay. It's also important that you know that there are specialist services like DV Connect out there that you can help refer your friend or your neighbour or your colleague to. And it's important to give that information discreetly. For someone who is experiencing it, well, the first thing, though, is that if they're experiencing abuse, to ensure the safety of themselves and their children if they have them, if they ever feel in danger and it's safe to do so, to try and remove yourself, perhaps going to a friend, a relative or a neighbour's house, or if you're unable to safely escape, then call the police on 000. You can also report online now. It's part of some strategies put in place during COVID. The police now have an online report tool that if you're unable to make a phone call safely, you can report online.
Incredible. Can people donate to DV Connect? Is that something that you need funds to do what you do?
Absolutely. While we're funded by government, we run a number of programs and services that we run entirely through donation.
Okay. What's the website to donate?
It's dvconnect.org.
Amazing.
Wonderful.
And the phone number, if you need the support of DV Connect, is 1-800-811-811. I could see now, after talking to you back, while the police were so adamant that your organisation is so vital and why it's an amazing first port of call for people who are sufferers, victims of domestic violence. But thank you so much for giving us an idea of what you do, Beck.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much for your support. The Hit Breakfast Show.